Hi, this is Mark Graben. This is an excerpt from episode 274 of my podcast, where I'm having a discussion with Jay Arthur, the author of the book Lean Six Sigma for Hospitals, about, I think, the proper role of using Lean to improve quality very directly, in addition to using Lean to improve flow and how flow and quality go hand in hand. So here is that part of the discussion. So let's talk a little bit more about Lean and Six Sigma and combining methodologies. I mean, I think the way you articulated that is something I would agree with, that we can use Lean to improve flow, improve processes, engage people. There are some problems that require deeper statistical analysis, and I don't deny the usefulness of Six Sigma or statistics. The one thing, though, that I disagree with, and Michael George, who you mentioned earlier, you know, the cover of his book and, you know, in the book talked about, you know, Lean speed and Six Sigma quality. In your book, Lean Six Sigma for Hospitals, you know, you say the same thing, that Lean will reduce these six types of waste and Six Sigma will help you reduce defects. And I'm just curious your perspective on that, because the way I would see it is that Lean and the Toyota production system is about, you know, flow and quality. Like you said, they go hand in hand. Lean has a lot of approaches that would help reduce defects. Can you kind of tell me, you know, the story behind why you say that in your book?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things is, I think sometimes people get their undies in a bunch about the rigor of either a Lean or a Six Sigma, and I'm less of a purist and more of a realist, right? So how do we get people on board with things? So in healthcare, you know, it's not like a manufacturing factory floor, right? It is clinicians working with patients, and their big problem is the gaps between the clinician being with a patient and the next step in their process. Right. So one of the great things about Lean is if you collapse those delays,
right,
then you don't have a chance to make a mistake. You don't have a chance to do the test over again. You don't have a chance to miss a step in your process. And so Lean, as a result of doing removing all those other six wastes, guess what? You get phenomenal improvements in quality. No doubt about it. But you're not going at it directly. My observation is you're going at it indirectly.
But right, I think you're doing both with Lean. I mean, there is that effect you said of better flow leads to better quality, but there are also the methodologies around root cause problem solving and Lean problem solving that are directly used to address many quality problems and sources of defects, which then lead to improved flow.
Right. And, you know, even root cause analysis is like in the middle of Six Sigma. So how do we separate those two apart?
So, you know, Jay has a point. Look, there are root cause analysis methods that are used that come very directly from Toyota in the Lean methodology. Six Sigma does root cause analysis. In the discussion there, I should have mentioned error proofing and elements of Lean culture, and, you know, including not blaming individuals for causing problems, things like that, that very directly lead to quality improvement through the continuous improvement and redesign of how work is done. You know, Jay made a comment there. It's not about arguing which method is best. And again, that's not at all what I'm doing here. As I say in the podcast, Lean and Six Sigma are compatible, but I just don't like it when Lean Sigma books and instructors try to carve out this idea that Lean is only about speed and that Six Sigma is the only way to improve quality. I think we can improve them both. In healthcare, that's certainly the most important thing, improving patient safety, improving quality. I do appreciate that Jay's book has, like my book does, the subtitle phrase, patient safety, unlike a lot of people who think it really is just about cost and efficiency. So I wanted to share that excerpt for those of you who don't listen to the full podcast. If you want to hear the whole discussion, about 50 minutes worth, you can go to leanblog.org/274.